Good morning and welcome to today's programme. I'm Mary Johnson and today we will talk about giving and understanding directions in English. First of all, let's listen to a woman who doesn't know where the toilet is. Listen to how she asks for the direction to the toilet.
Excuse me, can you tell me how to get to the toilet, please?
Now, let's listen to somebody giving the woman the right directions to the toilet.
Yes, you just go ahead down the corridor, go down the stairs, turn right, and it's just on your right.
Go ahead, go down, or turn right are ways of telling people in which direction they should go. The man also said, it's on your right. This is used to say where a particular place is in relation to the person. Let's listen again to the conversation.
Excuse me, can you tell me how to get to the toilet, please?
Yes, you just go ahead down the corridor, go down the stairs, turn right, and it's just on your right.
Now, listen to another way of telling someone to turn left or right.
Just go straight to the end of the street. Just take a left turn. Take a left turn. And that's it. Yeah, it's just round the corner.
Here, you've heard the expression take a left instead of turn left. Take a left or take a right are different ways of giving directions to get to a particular place. A word that speakers have used several times is just. Let's listen to how it's used.
Yes, you just go ahead down the corridor, go down the stairs, turn right, and it's just on your right.
Just go straight to the end of the street. Just take a left turn, take a left turn, and that's it. Yeah, it's just round the corner.
We use the word just to suggest that what the person has to do isn't difficult. You just go ahead down the corridor. Sounds easier than go ahead down the corridor. Listen again.
Yes, you just go ahead down the corridor, go down the stairs, turn right, and it's just on your right.
Just go straight to the end of the street. Just take a left turn. Take a left turn. And that's it. Yeah, it's just round the corner.
An important aspect we would like to explain is the use of right when giving directions. The word right is used in different ways in the following clip.
Excuse me. Can you tell me how I can get to the Houses of Parliament?
Yeah. You just go at the end of the street, go left, and then go right, and take the second right at Victoria Street. Go right up there, then you go left, and you will see the Houses of Parliament right in front of you. You just walk down.
Let's analyse these sentences in further detail.
Go left and then go right.
Go right means the same as turn right or take a right.
What about here? At Victoria Street, go right up there.
Go right up there can be interpreted in two different ways. And even a native English speaker could get confused here. The woman could have meant turn right. Or she could have meant, go all the way up there. Go right up there. Go all the way up there. We say things like, go right to the end of the road, to mean, go all the way to the end of the road. Very different from taking a right turn. A clue is often in the prepositions. If you're telling someone to turn, you should use the preposition at. For example, go right at the main road. Whereas the preposition up, go right up the main road, tends to mean go all the way up the main road. If you're not sure, just ask. So that's two different uses of right. Let's see the third one. You will see the Houses of Parliament right in front of you. She could also have said, the Houses of Parliament will be immediately in front of you. In this context, right in front of you means it's not far away. Let's listen to the next set of directions. Here, we will focus on an expression which means it's very easy to see.
How can I get to the nearest tube station?
You could go to Marble Arch Tube Station, which is straight down Duke Street, turn right and keep going up Oxford Street, and you won't miss it. It's on the right.
Did you notice the expression? You won't miss it is a nice way of saying it's very easy to see. Now, listen to the beginning of this sentence. Keep going up Oxford Street and you won't miss it. It's on the right. Keep going is a common way of telling someone they will have to walk or drive for a while before they get to a certain place. Well, this is the end of our lesson. Now, I'll ask you some questions to check what you have learned in today's program. Question 1. Which is correct? The pub is at your right or the pub is on your right? The right answer is the second one. We use the preposition on. The pub is on your right. Question 2. Which of these would be a correct way of telling someone to turn left? Take a left or have a left? Take a left is correct. Have a left doesn't make sense. Question 3. Which of these phrases means turn right? Go right to the end of the road or go right at the end of the road? The second one with the preposition at means turn right. Go right up the road usually means go all the way up the road. That's all for now, and keep practicing your English.